Proverbs 4:20-22 says, "My son, attend to my words, incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes, keep them in the midst of thine heart, for they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh." Have you ever thought about the way that following God's word protects your flesh from death and disease and damage? For example, if you follow God's word, you're not going to go out and get drunk or get high. 1 Thessalonians 5:7-8 says, "For they that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. But let us, who are of the day, be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for an helmet the hope of salvation." You think about the people who die of liver cirrhosis after years of getting drunk. On the flip side, people get drunk or high for the first time and do damage, maybe get themselves in a fight and get killed, or get behind a car, the wheel of a car, and be in a wreck and they die, or have a life-altering injury, or even kill others. But if they'd follow God's word, it would be health to all their flesh. And then there's many examples when it comes to moderation. Philippians 4:5 says, "Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand." Now, not everybody who's fat is fat because they just eat 5 meals a day and overeat and all that sort of thing. Some have a thyroid issue. Some due to medication. many times it is lack of moderation. They should cut down on what they eat, and I'm guilty of that myself to an extent. And the result of ignoring that biblical admonition of moderation can lead to diabetes. Again, some people, that has nothing to do with their diet, but there are many who it is directly related to their diet. Bulimia, anorexia, other things, and all can lead to death or very bad health. And people can go beyond moderation when it comes to their personal appearance. There are people who literally exercise themselves to death. Then you see these other people who get all these plastic surgeries, some of these Hollywood people, and they end up looking grotesque and even deformed from all the surgeries. They go overboard and work out to the point of damaging their body. And then the medications and things like anabolic steroids and things they can take can kill them or make them very sick. And I can give examples of all these where moderation was the key and being ignored ended up killing them or causing them to have bad health. We all need to be mindful of these things. Following God's word is health to all their flesh. And I have to say this. Some people might say, "Well, practice what you preach, preacher," because I am a little overweight. And I've actually, at this point in time of recording this, I've lost some weight from my high weight that I had. And about half the people disagree with me, especially the atheists and homosexuals. They think that pointing out that I'm fat is somehow relevant to the discussion. And my problem is related to medicinal steroids and their side effects, in addition to the fact I can't be as active as I'd like to be due to my chronic condition, COPD, and severe allergies. And all of this goes back to some unwise decisions. I smoked various things for a few years of my life, and I quit almost 30 years ago, but the damage was done. I made some occupational choices to work around chemicals, and I had no idea what I was getting into. In one event, I misread instructions with the oven cleaner, and it landed me in the hospital, messed me up for a few weeks, and left long-term damage. So I'll battle this for the remainder of my life. God can heal me if he wants to, but he allows us to suffer consequences of our choices. And if I'd made better decisions as a young man and then also followed biblical wisdom, it would have been health to my flesh. In the meantime, all of us can pray Psalm 25:7. "Remember not the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions. According to thy mercy, remember thou me for thy goodness' sake, O Lord, and have mercy."